Sfarno Parshas Korach. So the Sfarno begins the Parsha by explaining the story of Korach and what his plan was. So the Psukim say that Korach and Dasan Vaviram came. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe. They stood in front of Moshe. Vadashim ibnei Yisrael chamishim osayim. And there were 250 Rashi Sanhedros with him. They stood in front of Moshe. Next pasuk is Vayikalu al Moshe. And they ganged up on Moshe. And they said, Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Okay, so the Sfarno says what happened was, is that Korach and Dasan Vavirim came before Moshe, like they were coming to Din Torah, just, you know, to come in front of him. And the other 250 came like they were just, you know, around, like, you know, you have a court case, you have people in the court case observing. So these 250 people came as if they were just like bystanders. But it was all a plan. So Dasan Vavirim, you know, as if it's like their turn, and then Korach, and then they start, you know, complaining to Moshe that he made stuff up or whatever. And the 250 all of a sudden start screaming like just as if they just happened to be there. Yeah, Moshe's right. Yeah, yeah. It was a whole game. You know what I mean? It's like someone gets up and starts arguing with someone, and then everybody around starts screaming, yeah, they're right. Yeah, they're right. So that's kind of what happened. They didn't just happen to be bystanders. They were part of Korach's group. But it wasn't obvious that they were part of their group. It looked like they just happened to be standing around, and everybody agreed with them. That was not the case. They were plants. They were put there on purpose. So that was Korach's plan. And then, when the pasuk says, Moshe here says, Vayipal panav, then Vayidabriel Korach vela kol adaso. That's meaning to say that Moshe chapt, and Moshe was telling him that he chapt. He understood it was Korach and his group. This was not 250 random people standing around. Moshe spoke to Korach and his group. He knew that he figured out their plan. And then when he says, Rav Lachem b'nei Levi, so Moshe is telling him, you Korach and any Levium around, so you guys are really bad, and that Hashem is going to be more upset about you because you already got stuff. Maybe these other people, they're complaining that they didn't get what they wanted. They're bechoros, let's say, and they didn't get to do the avoda. You, B'nai Levi, you've got no excuse. You already got stuff. Hashem's going to be extra angry at you. And you were supposed to be Lamod Afnei Ha'edah L'Sharsam. So you're supposed to stand in front of the Klal Yisrael and do the Avoda and the Mikdash, not the Kohanim's Avoda, but the Levi'im's Avoda. That's not nothing. That's Hama'at Mikem. Okay, but what does it mean to stand in front of the Ada? Lamod Afnei Ha'edah L'Sharsam. So the Sfarno says that you're supposed to do it in front of the Edom so that they remember, kind of like it's a little bit sticking in their faces, that you were chosen instead of them because they sinned and you, Shevet Levi, didn't. So for you, Korach, to get up here and complain, you know, this you were kind of supposed to do this to them. It's almost like saying, you know, you already had something you could lord over people. You're Shevet Levi. You want even more than that? You know, as it is, you're supposed to be sinning in front of them to remind them that you got chosen and not them because they sinned. And now you're trying to do it the other way, complaining that you should have been even higher. So, Lachain atavach al adascha no'adim al Hashem. So, how do you read that? Lachain, therefore, atavach al adascha, you're in your group, and no'adim al Hashem, that you are standing against Hashem. But it says Al Hashem. What does that mean? So the Sfarno says, you and your Ada that are Noadim, you're all together, Al Hashem. I put my, I'm being Mishaleach, Yehavi Al Hashem, like the Pasuk of Mishle says, I'm not doing anything, I'm leaving it to God. In other words, I'm not gonna do anything to you, I trust in God that Hashem will be, take care of the chutzpah or the, insult you're doing to me, Moshe. It's Al Hashem. Me, I'm not doing anything, it's Al Hashem. And then they say back to him, Hama'at ki eli sonam eretz avas chalav adavash lami senam ba'am b'nei barkis estar elena nagam estar er. So what does it mean you took us out of eretz avas chalav adavash? You made us leave eli sonam eretz avas chalav adavash. Anyway, the Sfarno says, bad enough that you took us out of this land to the Midbar. meaning that we're not going to go into Israel. Also, you're like making fun of us. You're making a joke out of us that you gave us the mitzvah satilius baritz, like you said, los achale pasadcha parat karmacha, as if we were like already there, and as if we had the mitzvah, and it was a joke. We were never going to be there. So you're as if you're making fun of us. So we're certainly not going to let you be in charge of us. So then Moshe Rabbeinu damens to Hashem that Hashem shouldn't accept their karbanos. Al tefin al min chasam, don't accept any carbon they bring. And the reason why Moshe, it says this one, the reason why Moshe got damen for that is because there is a chid here of min odom l'chaveru. And Moshe's not mochel. He's not mochel. And therefore, if you do tshuva, to Hashem for an avera of min odom l'chaveru, you also have to ask the person that you insulted, for mechila. And so, Moshe Ben is not mochel. Therefore Hashem says, therefore Moshe says, please don't accept their carbon because I'm not mochel. And I never did anything wrong to these people. And it says, "V'lo hariosi esachad mehem." The Sfarna says that means they never came to me to din, and I happened to judge against them. All these people should have nothing against me. I never did anything to them. Okay, so then we know Hashem's response was, "They should all bring their karbanos, and you, Moshe, stand away from them." Hibadlo mitoch ha'eda hazos, v'chalei osam karaka, wipe them all out. So, why should they get away from them? So the Sfarna says because when a tzaddik is around, this is very, very important. When a tzaddik is around, his chus protects everybody. But if the tzaddik's not there, then not. This is a big yisod. If a tzaddik's around, bad things don't happen to people, generally. So Hashem was telling Moshe, you stay away from them so your chus shouldn't protect them. Then interestingly, a few psukim later, the Sfarna interprets it differently, that when, so Hashem says he's going to kill them all, and Moshe says, Hashem says, okay, now tell the Eidah to stay away from Korach. There, it's not because they're going to protect anybody, he was about to kill them all. There, it's because they won't be zocha to be saved. So you have two, you know, kind of opposite things. When the tzaddik is around, he'll save everybody. When the tzaddik's not around, everyone dies, not just the really bad people, but even the people maybe under other circumstances would not be chayiv misa. If they require an ace to be saved or something like that, they're not going to be saved. Like the sultan is makatrik, b'shas ha-sakana. So there, when they have to go away, it's not to save Korach, but because they'll get killed too. Okay. And then it says that the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and all their rechush. Why did it have to swallow all their rechush? That is, as a Sfarno, so that no one should get hana from their stuff, because if some tzaddik have to get hana from their property, they would get a chus, and Hashem didn't want them to get any chus. Like we say, if somebody drops a penny and an ani picks it up, that person gets a chus, so Hashem didn't want them to get any chus, so their rechus got swallowed up too. Okay, and then the earth opened its mouth and it re-swallowed them. It says, but the chasaleim arts, Sfarno says, the Ramban says the same thing, that it was to show that this was not just not like an earthquake. It was to show that it was a miracle, that it, not just the earth opened, it immediately closed afterwards, which is obviously nice. And then Klai Yisrael amazingly responds, you Moshe, this is all your fault, you killed them. Atam Hem asks him, how could they say that? So the Sfarno says, because why'd you tell them to do a Keturah? You knew, Moshe, that they would all get killed. All the 250 people would get killed if they brought a Keturah. Because, says the Sfarno, the only one who's supposed to bring the Keturah is the one who brings the Olas HaTamid. And since they didn't bring the Tamid that morning, that's why they all got killed. You told them to bring the Keturah, knowing that if they didn't bring the Tamid, they'd be killed. And instead of telling them to bring the Keturah, you should have told them to bring something else, which many Kohanim could bring, as opposed to the Keturah, which is not. Okay, so then a Magefa happens. And then, this is the inverse of what we had at the beginning of the Parsha. It says, Vayamod Bein HaMesim Avein HaChayim. And that made the Magefa stop. So now Aaron came and ran with the Keturah, but it says that he stood between the Chayim and the Mesim. So this foreigner says something really interesting, that Bayamud bin Mesim bin Chayim means he stayed with the sick people, that they were between the dead and alive. It's like one person. Bayamud bin Mesim bin Chayim. He was in the hospital. So this is the opposite of the beginning of the Parsha, that there Hashem said, Moshe, stay away from Korach, because your schus will protect them. So this is the opposite. Aaron stood there, so his schus would protect them. So he brought the Ketores, but he stood there so that his schus would protect these people, obviously along with the Ketores. And then the Magefa stopped, and those sick people got better. Well, that's my understanding of what this foreigner says, why he says he was by the sick people, because it says, Ben Amesim in Achayim. You could argue, you could look it up yourself, but he was certainly saying the point that Aaron being there was the thing that protected them, the opposite of what happened at the beginning of the Parsha. Okay, then we have the thing with the everybody stuck their staffs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the 12 Nesim, they stuck their mata. And then, well, I said Kodesh HaKadoshim. It says Ol Moed, whatever exactly that is. They stuck it in there, and then only Aaron's blossomed. So it says, Vayikach Ish, they took their staffs. Why did I tell you they took their staffs? It means they took it home to check that it was really their staff. There wasn't some trick. You know, they had each put like a little simon on their staff to make sure it was really there. So they took it to make sure that it was, no one had played games and taken their staff, which is interesting. Okay. Then it says in Perek Yud Ches in Pasuk Dalad that Shevet Levi is given over to the Kohanim. And it says, Lachem Matanan Osinim Lashem, Pasuk Vav, they are given over to you, the Kohanim, Matanan Osinim Lashem, that means that the Kohanim are the bosses. Shevet Levi gets bossed around by the Kohanim. That's what the Svara said. Lachem Matanan Osinim Lashem, that they have to do mitzvaskam, whatever you tell them in the Olam Moed. And then the last thing is, the last Pasuk, the last Svara is, V'nechshav Lachem, Chumaschem. It's talking about that the Levi has to take off Chumas Meiser. So he says, this farmer says, this will bring a bracha to your house, even though there's a rule that anytime you measure something, right, the Gemara in Taina says, if you measure how much stuff you have, and then daven, oh, I should have more, that's a tefillah shav. You're not supposed to, in a bracha shari aladover or some minayim, you're not supposed to know, count exactly, so this farmer Hashem can make bracha, and it wouldn't be like a nez gully that your stuff should increase. So here, if I have to measure everything I have, because I have to give to the Kohen exactly 10%, so then how's it going to be bracha shari? I know exactly what I have. No, still, if you give truma, that'll bring bracha to your house, even though it's all, now you know the number. But it'll give bracha, and somehow, you know, not with the nace, but it'll cause bracha that your stuff will continue to get bigger.